finish up a little brief message on the second coming of Jesus Christ. We've been given hope. Hope. The Bible says that when a believer dies, that you and I, as fellow believers, we don't sorrow as people who don't have any hope. We have hope that our loved one is with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord. We believe when a person dies that they go to be with Jesus. We believe that. We believe the Bible teaches that. And not they just go. We don't believe in soul sleep. I don't believe in soul sleep. Some people do. They just believe you. The soul just sleeps until Jesus comes again. I personally don't believe that. I believe that he's got all that handled. I believe they're alive and well with him. I believe they're experiencing incredible things. I believe they are witnesses, clouds of witnesses who are looking down on us right now, telling us to run the race. I can see my mama as clear as crystal. That she's saying, Gary, get them. Amen. Share that word, son. Reach that, you know, reach people like somebody reached our family. Amen. So, I mean, I believe that. Amen. And so I don't sorrow as others which have no hope. That does not mean that when someone passes, we don't hurt real bad and we cry. And, you know, it's hard. Just the other night, I went out to eat with this young man who we lost on the ball team. Went to eat with his mom and brother on Sunday night. I just took him out, just me and them, hanging out, and bought him a nice meal. But two or three times, we're trying to be upbeat, keep it positive, but two or three times they broke down during the meal. But they know he's with the Lord, but that doesn't mean they don't hurt. Sure they do, you know, and I'm not there to say, you shouldn't hurt because they're with Jesus. Are you kidding me? We do hurt. Amen. But we have hope. And so much of our hope is based on the fact that Jesus right now, he's making intercession for us who at the right hand of God the Father, but one day he's coming again. So let's go with the message this morning. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to continue quite an in-depth message on the second coming of Christ. There are about, just for easy memory, there's over 300 prophecies about Jesus coming. 100 or so, or a third, are about his first coming. That leaves two-thirds, or over 200, about his second coming. Do you understand that? Say. So to not believe in the second coming, to not believe that Jesus is coming again, well, you shoot yourself in the foot in a couple of ways. Number one is, there goes your hope. And number two, there goes so much of your Bible. Amen? And though it might be difficult to understand how it's all going to happen, I still haven't figured out how we don't fly off this planet. It's spinning, you know. Have you figured that out? Well, it's called gravity, you know. Yeah, but I ain't never understood gravity. You understand? Yes or no? I don't understand oxygen. How's this stuff work? Well, it's there. You breathe it. Well, I don't know. Where'd it come from? I don't know nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand or not? We act like we know stuff. There are certain things we know, but, you know, we really, if you keep researching, you don't know nothing. You just trusted the Lord. Amen? Say. So if he can do all this, I believe he can take care of things. Amen? It's my job to reach people. It's my job to live for him, to love, to be the best I can be, to read his word, to grow. That's my responsibility. That's what God's called me to do. And I'm going to leave all this other stuff up to him. But I'm going to, by faith, believe it. Amen? So let's look at it today. We've seen several things in this little message. Jesus Christ will come back to this earth. Okay? He's going to come back to this earth. He was born in Bethlehem, but he's coming back to this earth at the Mount of what? Olives, which is only about 5 miles from where he was born in Bethlehem. He's going to come back and rule and reign for 1,000 years. We've got into some of this, and then we're going to just very quickly review. There will be peace when he comes. I think it's good to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're told in the Scriptures to do that. It's good to pray for peace. But I'm going to tell you something. I personally don't believe peace is going to come till the Prince of Peace comes. Amen? And he's going to come again. There's going to be peace. There's going to be joy when he comes. There's going to be holiness. There's going to be righteousness when Jesus Christ comes again and he rules and reigns. There's going to be glory. We've talked about some of this. And I think we're coming up on it now. There's going to be justice. Say that with me. There's going to be justice. Now, we've already looked at some of the scriptures. Let's look at some of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice. From henceforth, forever and ever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. When he comes again, there's going to be justice. You know, we hear of crazy things. How'd that guy get off? How can somebody do that and get away with it? That's just not right. When Jesus comes and rules and reigns on this earth, there will be justice. You hearing me or not? There'll be complete and perfect justice. There'll be full knowledge. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom. Aren't you tired of people making decisions that seem like they don't have a clue about anything? Say. I mean, this is the honest to God truth, guys. But you know, people that lead us so often, they're just as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, that's the honest to God truth. But now here's the thing is, you and I are that way sometimes too. Do you hear me? Okay? I'm just saying, won't it be a great thing that when Jesus comes and rules and reigns, the ones making decision is making wise decisions and has complete and full knowledge and understands everything that needs to be understood, and that's going to be the way he will rule and reign. That's what's going to happen when he comes again and rules on this earth for 1,000 years. You understand? This is big for our head, ain't it? There'll be instruction. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Thank God for that. There'll be incredible instruction. Guys, here's how you do it. Amen. You go do this, and you're going to see that it's going to be the right thing. Here's what I get out of this. When I look at the second coming of Christ, and I look at peace, and I look at joy, and I look at, you know, glory and knowledge and things like that, here's what I get out of this. This is going to happen when Jesus rules and reigns. But here's the beautiful thing. I've been given God's Word. And I can go ahead right now and give him the authority in my life to rule and reign over me. Did you understand what I just said? And when I give him that authority in my life, though I'm a sinner and though I have flesh and though I struggle and though I falter and fail, the point is that so much of what I see on the screen, I can have right now in my life. I can have perfect instruction. If you'll take God's Word, and instead of trying to argue with it, obey it, you'd be so much better off for it. You listening? Amen? So we can already get a lot of this stuff right now. No, it's not going to be perfect. No, and you know, he's not here in charge of our planet. So, yeah, it's a mess and it's chaos. But you know what? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. He's given you the precious Word of God. You can have the hope of glory, Jesus, living and breathing and working out in your life. Amen? Are you listening? And you can have a great life. That's what I see out of this. There'll be the removal of the curse. Okay? That's a beautiful thing. Now, you can read till the cows come home, and you're not going to get rid of mosquitoes and things like that. Amen? And the curse that's on this earth. But again, I do believe, you know, it's been appointed unto man once to die after this, the judgment. The beautiful thing is that when you put your faith and trust in Christ, that has been removed as far as ever having to face a second death and going to hell. Amen? You're listening to me. But when he comes, the curse will be removed. The wolf will dwell with the lamb. Try that today. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the fatling. They just going to all play together. Isn't that going to be nice? And a little child shall do what? This is when Jesus comes on this earth. It's going to be the curse. Not going to be the things that we see even in nature. The cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like a what? Craziness, isn't it? This is what's going to happen when Jesus comes again. These are all scriptures. Over 200 of these kind of things in the Bible about what it's going to be like when Jesus comes again. The sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. You want to take a wild guess what a cockatrice is? Somebody tell me. Snakes. Yeah. little winged child's out there in the yard, little toddler out there playing. Hey, Snicket, Snicket. I hate snakes. How many were not here and knew that I got bit by a snake earlier this year? Right on the front of my leg. At least I believe I got bit. I went to the doctor. He said I was bit. He did make me feel better when he agreed with me. Anyway. All right. They shall not hurt. There'll be removal of the curse. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And I know this kind of stuff. It's like, Pastor, why are you telling me all this stuff? I mean, I need help today how to live. Well, it's important that if you want to sorrow as those who have, you know, who have, you want to sorrow, we don't sorrow as others who have no hope, you need to understand why we have hope. Our hope's in Jesus Christ. He's had a mission. His mission was to humble himself, be born in Bethlehem, live, die on the cross, raise from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father right now, waiting to hear your prayer, waiting to make intercession for you as you call on his name. But one day, I don't know when that day is, he said only his Father knows the day or hour. He's coming. And that's going to be his mission continuing. You understand? You got any clue what I'm trying to say? Now, in between that time when he comes again, guess what? He's put a whole lot of responsibility on you and me to reach people. You hear me or not? To give of our resources so that, you know, that churches like ours and other churches that teach the gospel and preach the good news of Christ can get the job done. Amen? That's our responsibility. Sometimes we think our responsibility is just to get up and go to work. Well, it is. If a man doesn't take care of his family, he's denied the faith. He's worse than an infidel. That's what the Bible teaches. But we have a greater responsibility because, guys, one day we are going to die. And somebody's going to go to heaven or they're going to go to hell. And it's going to depend on you and me and not some angel if we shared the good news. You listening or not? Amen? So a lot of this is on us. But one day that mission is going to be fulfilled. And he's going to come. And he's going to set up his kingdom here on this earth and rule and reign for 1,000 years. All right? And until that time, we need to stay with the program. Amen? All right? There'll be sickness removed. Won't that be nice? And the inhabitant shall not say, I'm sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Not going to be sickness. I don't understand all this, guys. All I know is even so come Lord Jesus. Amen? Say. People say, well, I don't want Jesus to come yet. I want to live my life. I understand that. But wait a minute. When you see the life that you're going to live, it starts to get pretty exciting, doesn't it? Say. Never getting sick. Having nature just walk around you and it be incredible. Having justice and government and people above us is making absolutely perfect decisions. Would that be nice or what? Say. Absolutely. That's what it's going to be like. There'll be protection, especially for Israel. We think of right now people in Tel Aviv and that threat of, you know, from Syria or what's Iran going to do or what's happening in Egypt right now and what's happening all over that world. I mean, can you imagine living in Israel, you know, and knowing that you're hated by every country around you? But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and I have called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and I have not cast you away. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Oh, I love this verse. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you, yea, I will help you, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall what? Perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He will be their protector, our protector, when He comes again and rules and reigns. Amen? I know this is high and lofty stuff, and we can nod and bob on it. Pretty incredible stuff. Amen? And I love that verse. I mean, I love when I read these verses, it's something I can also have right now. I can have that confidence that God's going to take care of me. I can have peace in my heart. You understand? So I'm grabbing hold of some of this stuff before it ever even happens. There'll be maturity. That'd be nice. How many know some immature people? How many is one? Yes. There shall be no more fence, an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. Crazy verses, but the point is, you know, it's going to be maturity. I don't understand how all that's going to happen. But at the same time, during that thousand-year reign, there seems to be, there's going to be reproduction. Now, Pastor Lindo, you've wrote on this stuff. This is above my head. I'm just doing my best up here, sir. They can get you a book. Amen? Here we go. There'll be reproduction. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. But there's going to be some kind of reproduction. Also, it's going to be taking place during that time. 1,000 years. How's all that going to happen? I don't know. But I'm going to be here. I'm coming back with Him. Amen? There will be labor. Just in case you don't think we got something to do during that 1,000 years, the Lord has sworn by His right hand and by the arm of His strength, surely I'll no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. So there's going to be work. We're going to be doing stuff. But we're going to have these incredible bodies. I don't understand how all that's going to work, but I believe He can handle it. Amen? Because I don't even understand how I'm not flying off the planet right now. Let's keep going. There'll be prosperity. Then shall He give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth. It shall be fat and plenteous in that day. Shall the cattle feed in large pastures? The oxen likewise, the young asses that ear the ground, shall eat clean provender, which hath been winnowed with the shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain, upon every high hill, rivers and streams of waters in the days of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. So there's going to be incredible prosperity that's taking place. Whew, that wore me out. How about you? I'm just tired of all that good stuff, aren't you? No, that's just a glimpse of what it will look like, what it will feel like when Jesus comes again, when He rules and reigns. And I'm still convinced that so much of that, as I get into the Word, as I humble myself before Him, as I say, yes, Lord, You're my Lord and my Master now. I'm Your bond slave, Your servant. I can have so much of that right now in my life. Amen? That's how I choose to live and believe. There will be increased light, and the Lord God will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. So there's going to be some kind of increased light. There's going to be a unified language. For them will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve Him with one consent. That'll be sort of interesting again, won't it? So these are things that's going to happen. There'll be unified worship. I have sworn by myself, the word is going out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. There's not going to be the craziness. I'm worshiping this, I'm worshiping this. Jesus is going, no, you worshiping me. Amen? Why put your faith in Jesus Christ? Because He's the only way to God the Father. He's the only one who's going to come back and rule and reign. Amen? It's going to happen. There will be a presence of God. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God. They shall be my people. His presence will be here among us. The heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. There shall be eternal life. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner, but my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, the worm shall eat them like wool, but my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. A lot of stuff. Amen? Questions come, and I'm not the best pastor to ask all these questions, okay? There will be reproduction, there will be salvation, there will be people coming to Christ during the millennial reign of Christ. Again, I don't understand how all that takes place, but I'm just excited about that God has a plan for us in the future. Amen? Amen. So, anyway, let's keep looking. What else about Christ's second coming? So we look at that thousand-year reign. We're going to get this message done. We're making good progress. Satan will be defeated. Say that with me. Satan will be defeated. Boy, now that's something. I like this. Come on. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. He shall go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night, say it with me, forever and ever. So Satan will be defeated. This is so much of what your Bible talks about when Jesus comes again. I beheld till thrones were cast down. The Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow. The hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame. His wheels as a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Amen? So, Satan will be defeated. Judgment will come. We have hope in Jesus Christ. Almost done. Let's take a look at the throne. The lost will be judged. Unsaved believers. There's coming a day when people who have rejected Christ will be judged. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment. Say it to me, with me. Unto the Son, the one who died on the cross for you, who rose from the dead for you, who sits right now at the right hand of God the Father, waiting to hear your what? Prayer. He will be the one who will judge you. That's why we're told not to judge anybody. Are we told that in the Scriptures? You know why you're not to judge somebody? Let me tell you why. Because you didn't die for them. Yes, right. Judge not lest you be judged. You didn't die for them. You didn't rise from the dead for them. Did you? You going to stand in judgment over them one day? They going to stand before you and give an account? No, Jesus. God the Father gave His Son for us, and He's given Him all authority. And one day, we're going to be judged. He has all judgment, the Son of God, the Son of Man. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the what? Dead at His appearing in His kingdom. And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their what? Okay, you got a choice. You can be judged. I'm a pretty good person. You can be judged on that thought if you would like to. You can be judged on, I'm a pretty good guy. I'm a pretty good person. Or you can be judged based on the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, who cleanses me from all sin. Now, brother, I'm going to tell you something. You might be the greatest person ever lived, other than Jesus. But you ain't Jesus. Amen. And that's a very foolish thing to want to be judged according to your works. You listening? That's okay as a friend. Do unto others as you would do unto them. You know, you'd have them do unto you. I understand that. I like that. What to live like that. What to do good. I believe that. But I do not want to stand before God and Him judge me if I'm going to heaven or hell based on Gary Clark. Are y'all listening or not? I'd much rather stand before Him and Him say, you're forgiven because my Son died for you and you believed in Him. And your name's written in the book of life. I see it right here. Gary with two R's. There it is. Hey, man! You understand? Those that want to trust His works, reject His Son, listen, every man's going to be judged according to their what? Should we do good works, yes or no? Yes. Faith without works is dead. I understand that. But do we want to stand before God and be judged on if we're good enough? Yes or no? No. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. I mention that occasionally when I preach. Gary Clark ain't going to die the second death. Hey, the first one I ain't looking forward to. The second one ain't going to happen. Because I put my faith in Jesus Christ. But there is a second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was what? Cast into the lake of fire. That is, keep looking. Well, that is the second death. I encourage you today. Are we about done, buddy? What else we got? Oh, here's the good news. The found, the lost will be judged. The found will be what? Blessed. Saved believers. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are what? Passed away. Revelation 22, last chapter in the Bible. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servant shall serve Him, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they don't need any candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they, say it with me, shall reign forever and ever. Whoo, how's that feeling? Say. Hope. We don't sorrow as others which have no what? Hope. Because we put our faith in Jesus Christ. I do not want to stand before the Lord because of my works. I want to be forgiven because I put my faith in His Son. Have you done that? Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? Are you still clinging on to, well, I go to church, I'm a pretty good guy. Amen? Let some of this sink in. I know it was a big load today that I put on you. Amen? Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Will you praise the Lord with me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for telling us stuff like that.